Thanks for joining us on another edition of the Bun Sports Show here on BunSports.com. I am Jacob Bun. I'm joined by the college football professor on this Monday. This time he's in studio. We'll talk about some of the developments over the past weekend, as well as look ahead to the slate of games upcoming week 8 of the college football season. But there were some interesting developments, and I think the most surprising to me was Texas Tech stomping West Virginia 49-14, and that was in Lubbock. But, you know, Tommy Tuberville's teams, they always seem to have one game a year when they beat someone they're not supposed to. Last year it was Oklahoma, and this year they victimized West Virginia. We said it about the defense. They didn't have any defense, and I think it showed Saturday.
I agree with that. In fact, Jacob, it seems like that we want to talk about the end of the season before the beginning of the season. Then we get toward the middle of the season. We're ready to talk to the end of the season again. And there are a lot of games to be played. But one thing I think you can say that we do see week after week after week is that the SEC is a real meat grinder.
Yeah.
South Carolina was flying high, but LSU got them in their den and clipped their wings a little bit.
Yeah, let's talk about that game. It was 23-21 in Tiger Stadium Saturday night. I thought LSU's defense, we knew they were good, but I thought they dominated the game. I thought LSU, it was a one-sided game. The score was a little bit closer than the game really was.
You're right, and again, we want to look at the whole of a season when we just have a part to look at. I mean, last week we were ready to give Geno Smith the Heisman Trophy, and Clowney would be the runner-up. I mean, mm-hmm. That was the way it was going to be. LSU ran right at Clowney, and they ran right through him, I guess you'd say, and I don't think he had a sack in the game. So, a lot of things are relative. He's a great player, but LSU's got great players too. The one thing that I really did notice was how LSU was able to just take the ball and run it and run it and run it. And South Carolina just didn't seem to have an answer. And then even though their quarterback, Connor Shaw, was quite good, but, you know, you're not quite on top of your game when you're getting hit and knocked down and people running at you, and it changes the dynamics quite a bit.
Yeah, you're right, and I think there was the LSU's defense. We knew they were good, but they played like we all thought they would Saturday night before the season. Notre Dame got a 20-13 victory over Stanford. That one was in overtime. Many people believed the Stanford ball carrier was over the goal line and did score. It doesn't really matter at this point because they didn't call it a touchdown, and Notre Dame improves to 6-0. I don't know if you catch that, and what did you think about that?
Well, it's a matter that, we talk about home field advantage. That game, if it had been played in Palo Alto, there'd have been a tied game going into the next overtime. Playing in South Bend, it was over.
I agree with that. Number one, Alabama, no problem with Missouri, 42-10 in a game that was plagued with a weather delay. Florida, 31-17 winner over Vanderbilt. Never easy to beat Vanderbilt. Kansas State, how about this? Iowa State, they've become a real tough team. I think they've snuck into the Bun Sports power rankings the last week or so. 27-21, that was a big victory. And what do you think about Kansas State?
Well, we'll find out, I guess, a lot about them this week. But Kansas State is a solid football team. Some of these teams are they do it with mirrors and flash and dash and all those kind of things. But Kansas State is a well-coached, good, solid football team, and they have an outstanding quarterback.
Before we get to the BCS standings, one more game to talk about, and that is Texas and Oklahoma. A little forgotten about last week, but it was 63-21. Oklahoma tripled the amount of points Texas put on the board. And, boy, this is 2 years in a row. Texas has had a really large defeat at the hands of Oklahoma, a big rival. You got to think that people are not too happy with the job Mac Brown's doing out there right now.
Well, as I said last week, I wasn't surprised that Texas could not tackle when they played West Virginia. And I wasn't surprised that they could not tackle when they played Oklahoma. But you know, I never in my furthest imagination could even picture them being just trounced in the big rivalry of the year against Oklahoma. This is just unimaginable to me, but it happened, and the score indicates the kind of game it was.
Now let's take a look at the BCS standings, which were revealed last night around 7:30 Central Time. And no surprise, Alabama is number one, undefeated on the year. Florida came in at number two. What is your opinion on Florida as the number two team in the first BCS standings?
Well, I can't argue with it because that's what the statistics or the thing came out to. I don't see them there quite yet. Mm-hmm. I think Florida is getting a lot of push, and they're probably pumping their chest out a little too quick. They still have South Carolina and Georgia and some more to go. But Florida's done well. I think they're the surprise team of the year so far this year.
The computers really like Florida. Third is Oregon. Fourth is Kansas State. Fifth is Notre Dame. LSU 6. South Carolina 7. Oregon State 8. Oklahoma 9. And USC 10. And just some other notes from the rest of the field. I thought it was interesting. Again, SEC was 7 in the initial BCS standings. I don't care what you say. The league is still strong. And it's not just the SEC East, because A&M, LSU, Alabama, Mississippi State, that's four teams from the West in the BCS.
That's right. And I was not, I thought that the wheels would come off of West Virginia sooner or later, or maybe I say wheels off of the wagon, or maybe I should have said their wings would be clipped. But I never imagined a West Texas stomp down that Texas Tech gave them. But it was a stomp down, and it was like, West Virginia had no answer.
That's right. Well, let's take a look at some matchups that'll be coming up this week. This is week 8. It's hard to believe we're already in week 8 of the college football season. It just flies by. We're over halfway done now. Number 3, Oregon travels to Arizona State for a Thursday night game on ESPN. It's West Coast, so it'll be about 8 o'clock Central when it gets kicked off there. Any problems for Oregon as they head into the state of Arizona?
I think there is. I think this will be a difficult game. I think they're going to meet a team that's well coached. I'm not saying that they will lose, but I wouldn't be surprised if they don't have some struggle there. The one thing about Oregon compared to some of the other teams that score a lot of points, Oregon's got some pretty good defense as well as their offensive outpouring.
Right. They do. 11 o'clock ESPN Saturday, the first game. Boy, it's an early game, and it's a big one for Texas A&M, big home game. First year in the SEC, and their first chance to play one of the big dogs. The LSU Tigers come to town. This is an early game. It's a little bit of an odd time. I think this is more of a problem for LSU than it is Texas A&M. That's my opinion. What do you think this game – what do you see in this game?
Well, I was wrong about LSU last week. I was right about LSU this week. I'm going to say again, maybe I'm putting too much stock in the LSU folder, but I believe LSU might just dominate this game.
Talk about last week, they played South Carolina, of course, beat them Saturday night. Well, South Carolina travels to number 2, Florida. This one's on CBS. It's the 2:30 game. A lot is riding on this game for the SEC East. Just what's your opinion of this?
I think this game is going to be quite a game. I don't know. I don't have a feel for it. Something tells me South Carolina will win the game, but I don't know. And I think the loser of this, I think, will probably begin to float downward.
Well, and we talked about it, too, earlier on one of our earlier programs. It's a tough road right now for South Carolina. They played LSU on the road after playing Georgia, and now they're going to Florida, and they have Tennessee the following week. But if the Gamecocks win out from here out, they're in Atlanta. It's that simple. The same for Florida, but they're still in it, in other words. South Carolina was not damaged heavily by losing to LSU the other night. And one game that is probably not going to get a lot of national attention, but it's between two ranked teams. It's number 17, Texas Tech, at number 23, TCU. This game's on an ESPN2 on ABC. Is Texas Tech for real, or was that just a temporary flash in the pan?
It's hard for me to think it is for real. But they keep doing it, and I think it will be. It'll really be a good game. For something tells me TCU will show up and show up strong in this game.
Number 1, Alabama travels to Tennessee, and it is the third Saturday in October. It's legitimately the third Saturday in October. This one has not been competitive in the last few years since the field goal, the infamous block field goal game a couple of years ago. What do you see this year? Tyler Bray could probably give Alabama's secondary some issues, more than they've seen so far.
this will definitely be the best quarterback they've looked at this year. And another thing, and I know this is not just saying it. You know, sometimes you can just say things and be saying it. But I believe you will see a different Tennessee team this week. This game means a lot to them. And the problem is they were probably looking forward to that game a little bit all year. But I don't think that will make a difference because Alabama, in their game against Missouri, really showed me that this team's got a lot of talent, and they're good. And I think that will come out in this game. I think Alabama will win the game and win it easily.
And the final game that we will look at here comes from the Big 12, and it is number 4, Kansas State, taking on West Virginia, which is just off of that loss to Texas Tech last week. This is 6 o'clock Central on Fox. Does West Virginia bounce back? Does Kansas State keep rolling?
I have no idea. But I do think that the loser of this game, it'll be like we'll find a body floating in the water somewhere.
Oh my.
Because the loser of this game will probably disappear from all of the BCS discussions. And something tells me that that Kansas State will win, but I don't have any real reason for answering. If Kansas State can put the kind of pressure on Geno White that Texas Tech did last week, I think we'll see the same results. You know, it's easy for a quarterback. I won't say it's easy, but it's a lot easier for a quarterback to stand back when he just waits and waits and waits and waits till a receiver breaks open and throws it to him. His accuracy goes down a great deal when there's somebody in his face running at him and chasing him and those kind of things.
You're right. Well, it'll be another fantastic week, I'm sure. Lots of games that I'm going to be interested in watching, and we'll chronicle it all here on buntsports.com on our podcasts and other features that you find on the website. But another great show. Thanks for stopping by, College Football Professor.
It's a joy, and I think we'll see in the next week or two, we'll see some teams really rise to the top.
It's getting that time. First BCS standings are out, so that means it's do or die for a lot of teams around the nation, and we'll see some shifting and shuffling, and the puzzle will begin to take shape. Well, we'll be back later in the week on the program, as well as other additions to the website, so keep it right here.